Karina, that was magnificent. Wow. Opening up the heart is exactly, how do you guys know that? I love the way Holy Spirit puts these Sundays together for us. It's exactly where I was going today. Of course. In fact, I don't think I even need to speak. Karina, could you sing that song again? I'm done. I'm out of here. It's gorgeous. Oh, as we begin looking today at spiritual understanding, I would like to share with you the very beginning of Charles Fillmore's Invocation, a speaking forth, a calling forth of the Holy Spirit within you, within me, within our hearts. I am now in the presence of pure being and immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. I want to say that one more time. I am now in the presence of pure being and immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. Can I get a thank you, God? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is this an interactive congregation? Okay. All right, good. So God gave us everything. God gave us gifts. Charles Fillmore wrote a book, The 12 Powers of Man, and of course by that he meant humanity, male and female. He made us. And those 12 powers are given to us, and as Bev said, of course there's a lot more than 12 powers, but 12 is a great template. 12 metaphysically means spiritual completion. So it means every aspect of you and me can be accessed through these 12 gifts. There are 12 disciples. There's the 12 tribes of Israel. Got 12 all over the Bible. It's the Trinity times 4, and 4 is the number for manifesting in our lives, bringing it to earth. So to use these gifts and to know that they're constantly being developed in us, whether it's through our conscious effort or not, they're being developed. That's what we want to know about. Today's beautiful power is the power of understanding. I have a template. When I was raised in Unity, we had an acronym that we used to remember the 12 powers. I know you guys remember this. It made no sense whatsoever. It was this. Ready? Lip, Jews, flows. Like, does that mean something to you? No. So I made up one. I haven't written the book yet, but I made up one that does make sense. It's faith will power us. Say that with me. Faith will power us. Yes, and so the 12 powers are faith, will, imagination, love, life, power, order, wisdom, enthusiasm, release, understanding, and strength. Bam! Right? Faith will power us. And I had you in meditation visualize yourself. You know, it's granted you're sitting on your gluteal muscles, but I had you envision yourself like a tree. So if we picture or visualize a tree representing the 12 powers, then what happens is that those powers move up through us from the ground of our being, up through the trunk of us, all the life experiences, and out into our world. Can you get that? Yeah, out into our world through our giving, our channel that we are. We experience and we express the Holy Spirit. And when they're imbalanced, when we're imbalanced, raise your hand if you've ever been imbalanced. I'm the only one? Okay. When we're imbalanced, here's the cool thing. The seeds are the same. The rootedness is here. The potentiality in you and in me is exactly the same. And the Holy Spirit is so cool. God is so amazing that there is no one and nothing that can keep you from expressing and experiencing your highest good. It doesn't always seem like it, and yet that's what's taking place. In The Revealing Word, which is the book that Charles Fillmore wrote of sort of common everyday terms and what they might mean metaphysically, we kind of start there and go, oh, this is what it means to me. Understanding is looked at as being the faculty that is beyond knowledge. I just recently looked at that word. I consider myself a wordologist. I love words. I looked at that word knowledge, and I realized that if you put a little hyphen there, it's knowing. Really, let's look at it. Human knowing, and there's a ledge at the end of that, right? Just because how many times do you and I not see the big picture of what's taking place? There's something even greater. And so those are the five senses. They take us right up to the edge of the light that we can see. And then beyond that is the metaphysical, the beyond the human knowing with our five senses in this tactile world, this sensible world. And we make sense of the power of God and bring it to earth through the 12 powers that you and I have. The color for the power of understanding is gold. This is the closest thing I had to gold. Would you say, let's also this think of this as gold, right? So the color is gold, and I like to think that it's gold because the area that represents understanding in the physical body is the crown. We think of a gold crown, right? The crown of our really not of the mind or the body, it's above this area here. In paintings of old, we would see halos depicted. Remember that? I mean, if anyone was to really see you, they would always depict you with a halo. Because you and I have that radiant light. We are that radiant light expressing it in the world. The place in the physical body then is the crown, and I say that, yes, Charles Fillmore gave us that. I also like to think of understanding as being our feet, right? Our understanding, we stand in what we know, and then we're brought to a new understanding when we tap into the mind of our heart, and it's right here. So there's a third area. In 1 Kings 3:10, it says, "With all my getting, give me an understanding heart." So that's the realm that you and I can tap into. When we've gotten to the edge of our human understanding, what do I do now, Lord? Ask Spirit and tap into that crown chakra of you that knows something beyond the human understanding. Simply put, I may align my thoughts, I may even walk in peace and walk my talk, and yet, and it says this in 1 Corinthians 13, and yet if I have not love, if I've not tapped into my heart, then what? I'm just like not cooking on all cylinders. I'm like a noisy gong, a silly little cymbal going ching, ding, ding, look at me, look at me. There's something bigger, something greater taking place. So opening up to what is in your heart is the basis for this power, for spiritual understanding. Because it is that, tapping into the heart, knowing that we are one, knowing that we are equal, knowing that there is an equanimity that we as human beings haven't gotten yet, that we can bring that down into every single paradigm on earth. And that is the prayer, to bring heaven on earth. And now we're saying, oh yeah, we're going to do that through difficult conversations. We're going to do that through collaborating with each other. We're going to do that using the creativity that we have within us. And we're going to act in unity, one with the other, because all are brothers and sisters. Every single brother and sister, we are cells in the same body of Christ. The same body of consciousness. The good news is that we have an inner GPS. Have you talked about GPS? Probably. No? Not so much? Lawrence is looking at me like, I do not know what in heaven's name you're talking about. A GPS, we all have GPSs on our phones, right? Or our iPads or whatever. I like to think of it as a God positioning system inside us. What happens? Come on, let's be really honest. What happens now for almost every one of us? When you're following the directions and you take the wrong turn, what does your phone say? What does your GPA system say to you? Come on. Rerouting, recalculating, rerouting, rerouting, and there's a dot, dot, dot. You're not done yet. You will be rerouted. If you feel like you're lost, if you feel like you don't know, no concerns. You will be rerouted, and it's the Holy Spirit, the mind of your heart, that knows these things. So I'm going to have to tell you, I told Sandra that I'm doing, yes, I'm here to be a part of Virginia's service, to love on her, be present to her love as she loves on each of us. And the day before yesterday, I left Naples. I live in Naples, Florida, across the way. On Friday, I'm told to jump in my car. Have you ever had these things where you're like, you have no clue what's going on? I'm told, jump in your car, go jump in my car. I have no idea where I'm going. And I literally hear a voice, and it was I couldn't tell if it was male, female, didn't matter. It was like something speaking through my heart, go here, turn here, go over here, go here, go here. This is true. I know it's probably happened to you as well. I get out in front of a thrift store that I've never been to before. It's called Twice as Nice. I've driven by it lots of times. I go into the thrift store, I find a little skirt, a little short skirt, and I'm like, oh, this is cute. I'll go in, I don't have much time, I'm gonna go in the dressing room. I walk into this dressing room, and on the door of the dressing room is a dress hanging on a hanger right there, right there. It's my size. I looked at it, I thought, wow, that's different. I would never pick that one, but it's right here. I might as well try it on. This is the dress right here. Virginia dressed me today. She took me to that thrift store. She did. She so did. And she's like, remember you had this necklace you could put here and you could put on those shoes. Come on, girl. Follow my instruction now. Come on, come on. Rerouting. It happens all the time. The seeds are still the same. There is nothing lost in God's kingdom. Meister Eckhart, who is a 13th, 14th century mystic, said, the seed of God is within us all. So this spiritual understanding that we're talking about with the 12 powers is encoded. Encoded in your DNA. Your sacred geometry will bring you round and round until you land just right. And when that doesn't happen, out of our five senses, we doubt what's going on, don't we? Am I right? We doubt it. And that is perfect for the power of understanding, because doubting Thomas is the disciple for understanding. And doubting Thomas, like, he had to see it in the flesh. He was a fisherman. He was a fisherman. He was used to putting the line out there, and he would reel it in when he got a hit. He didn't just bring it in. He waited, and when he saw that was okay as time, he would reel it in. While doubting Thomas, as a disciple, said, unless I place my finger, and this is Jesus after when he was risen, coming into this space, he hadn't yet ascended, but he came forward to the disciples, he appeared. And he said, unless I place my finger in the mark of the nails and place my hand in his side, I will not believe. And he did. And he did. We used to, in our childishness, we used to, in the mirror darkly, we used to say, if I see it, I'll believe it. And I don't know if it was Wayne Dyer who said this, but he seems to have gotten credit for it. He just flipped it. He put the emphasis on the different syllable. And he said, if I believe it, I will see it. And that is, in fact, the way it works. There was, I was in Roanoke, Virginia, for that was my first church. 13 years, I remember seeing your mom there. Yeah. And there was a woman who had been there, Clarabelle Bouvier, had been there forever. She'd been at Unity, founding member of Unity. She'd been in Roanoke forever. And she had children during the war, and they didn't have two nickels to rub together, two dimes, however that phrase goes. And she wondered what she was going to do, because she had her children. She was a single mom. Her husband was off to war. What am I going to do? And so she noticed that her Bible was there, her family Bible. And she said, literally, this very quiet thought came to her, there must be something in there. There must be something in there, in this Bible for this situation. And her Bible opened up to a $5 bill. There must be something in here. God must be up to something if I would just open my mind and open my heart to a greater spiritual understanding, because I of myself, and admitting I of myself, can't do a whole lot of things. With God, all things are possible. And so I'll say to you this week, if you feel like you don't know what's going on, if you don't understand, if you feel like you're falling apart, in that moment, plant yourself like a tree. Remember, oh, wait a minute. God is the ground of my being. I can feel my rootedness. Oh, wait, God is in the trunk, in every lesson, every experience, positive and negative, yin and yang. This is a magnetic universe. Everything is added unto me. And reach up with your arms to the light of God that always surrounds you. And let that knowing pour through your heart. Allow the power of your understanding to come through the mind of your heart. This day proclaimed. God bless you. Have a glorious week. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Diane. And some of you I know are going to rush home and find your family Bible and open it up. If there's any money there, though, you must tithe to Reverend Diane, buy her book, give to the Unity of Pompano, where you heard this inspiration. In all seriousness, this is our giving time. Those of you who are sitting here in attendance today, you will find an offering plate back there to leave your offering. Those of you at home, of course, there's the donate button. We just thank you all so very much for everything that you give that enables us to continue here with our messages, our musicians, our office services, and everything else it takes to operate Unity of Pompano. So we thank you so much, and let us hold the idea, the understanding in our heart that we have the power to open our heart to understanding how God's world of giving and receiving always plant seeds of blessedness to us. And we get over the fear of having enough, let go of the idea of lack, and we give in our lives our smiles, our caring, our love, and yes, our money as well. Thank you, God, for this understanding that prosperity indeed is ours, good is ours, good and more good, always available to us as we open our heart. And so it is. Amen.